This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uber said in an 84-page transparency report there had been 100 deaths in its rides and that law enforcement was involved in only 37% of the 464 reports of rape during Uber's U.S. rides in 2017 and 18. That suggests police weren't aware of nearly 300 rape allegations, potential felonies. Uber didn't disclose the involvement of law enforcement in the 6,000 reports of sexual assault. That means police are potentially unaware of thousands more cases of sexual assaults. Complaint before the NLRB was filed on behalf of four fired Google engineers for unfair labor practices by the Communication Workers of America's union, suggesting the workers may have been previously working with the 750,000 member organization. Google, like many technology firms, has broadly resisted union drives. The Civil Human Rights Front organized a march of tens of thousands, the largest in recent weeks in Hong Kong, as protests continue. This one was triggered partially by the denial of entry for two American business people living in Hong Kong to the District of Macau by Chinese authorities. World's Big Sleep Out was organized by Josh Littlejohn, the owner of a chain of Scottish sandwich shops and an advocate for providing jobs, shelter, and housing for people who need them. Thousands of people agreed to sleep overnight outside in at least 50 cities, including New York, London, and New Delhi, where Acorn participated, to raise awareness of the problem of homelessness and the need to fight it with more money. California is imposing a one-year moratorium preventing insurers from dropping customers in or alongside zip codes struck by recent wildfires. The moratorium covers at least 800,000 homes around the state. The state is also asking insurers to voluntarily stop dropping customers anywhere in California because of fire risk for 1 year. British actor Hugh Grant has been highly visible campaigning in the underground and door-knocking in various constituencies before the upcoming UK vote in favor of tactical voting for any candidate in any party that can stop Boris Johnson and the Conservatives and work to remain in the European Union. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.